powered by the strongest winds in the world, the current continues east until it hits the tip of South America, where it's driven northwards. Over 8,000 miles later, the cold current reaches the equator and a remote archipelago. The water has warmed up on the journey north, but it's still cold and nutrient-rich. This has allowed some animals to live here, which you wouldn't normally find this close to the equator. Sea lions. Isolated on the Galapagos, they've been here so long they've become a separate species. When the surf's up, the sea lions spend hours just messing around in the waves. Surfing burns a lot of energy. And they can only do it because these cold seas support vast numbers of fish.